We were married in San Jose on the 22nd of January in 1945. Anyway,
the photo of him was taken.
That photo was taken in 1959, when he was promoted to full colonel, and which of course delighted him no end. And he was sent to Okinawa to be the supply officer in charge of all related duties of the third Marine Division. And he was there for 18 months. And it was a job where the family couldn't go because it was a division in garrison. There were lots of other military and families there, Navy and Air Force, but those who were with the Marine Division couldn't have their families because they had to be ready to mount out and go anytime. Anyway, they didn't have to. There wasn't any big altercation that came about at that time, thankfully.
And at that time, where were you?
The amazing thing about that was when he was detached from his job in Philadelphia, he was in charge of putting the supply department in Philadelphia on computer. So he took a month's leave, and then he had proceed time. So we had a couple of months. That was the way he took a vacation. He didn't take vacations in between. Anyway, we came to Seattle, and I didn't really know where I was going to live, except that I was pretty sure I was going to live in Seattle. But the house right next door to my mother in the University District came up for rent, and I was able to rent it. And the children and I lived there the whole time Bruce was overseas, which was wonderful because the children had never, we had lived 15 years on the East Coast, and the children didn't know their family here in Seattle.
We had a pretty cohesive family. My parents, my father was a workaholic and committed to his work in the Marine Corps. But we spent Sundays doing family trips. My parents were both very interested in history. My mom in European history and international history, and my dad in American history. So the three of us kids were always bundled up into a car to go to museums and historical sites to explore and learn about the history of our country when we lived on the East Coast. And we did a lot of things together.
The children were very active. That was when we affiliated with the Episcopal Church in Laurelhurst and Bob took piano lessons from the organist because the organist felt that he had a great deal of musical ability, and he was chosen to sing the role of Amal at the University of Washington production. And I have pictures that were in the paper, and it was a wonderful experience for him because he not only learned his own part, but he learned when you're in a production. He learned everybody's part and all the orchestra too. And it was especially good for Bob because he was rather shy, and he had a wonderful time doing that.
There was always angst when you're a teenager, and I think, but we had very wonderful, loving family. And my dad went overseas, and we had the opportunity to come and live in Seattle and really get to know my mother's side of the family, which we didn't know that well. And then we moved to California, and my dad had the FSR, which is a regiment. He was a regimental commander at Camp Pendleton, and we were there for 3 years. And it afforded us a great foundation as teenagers to live in the same place, to go to the same school for 3 years. And
Was that like a very different experience than what you'd had?
Yes, we had to move every two and a half years. And one of the things that my parents really did for us was help us keep connected to friends in previous places. And then going to Fallbrook or Camp Pendleton, we all went to school in Fallbrook, California, which is a small town to this day. And the military kids were well received in those schools, which isn't always the case. And so we formed lifelong friendships there.
And Jamie was not too happy in school. Teachers really didn't care for service children because they had had so many experiences, been so many places, and they were much more sophisticated than most of the children in the classes. Mm-hmm. And certainly Jamie, Bob, and Evans didn't go out of their way to bring that to the forefront, but it was they were very knowledgeable about the country. And some of the teachers resented that. And it was true in Seattle. It wasn't true in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania at all. But it was true in Seattle, and it was true in Georgia when we were sent to Georgia.
Whenever we moved, my dad wasn't great on taking vacations every year. But when we moved, he would take 30 days, and we would travel and really explore. So we really explored this country all over the place. And it was fascinating to learn about different cultures, different periods of history, and moving to Albany, Georgia in 1963 was a very eye-opening experience, even though we'd lived in North Carolina, because there was such racial tension that had found a voice in the 60s. So we were very aware of the demonstrations that were going on, the tension trying to get integration into the schools.
How would that impact you in your everyday life? I mean, what would you say?
Well, I went to Albany High. It was the only four-year high school in Albany. My brothers went to the new high school, but it wouldn't get its accreditation till the following year. So I, with one other military kid, were bused to the Albany High. And the biggest thing that class of 1964 in Albany High was proud of is that they were the last all-white class to graduate from Albany High. So the understanding that you gain when you're put into that kind of a cultural shift where people didn't think of African Americans as human beings. They thought, I had a teacher lecture us in class saying they were another species. They were not human beings, and they would never get to go to school with the kids that were at Albany High, which of course turned out not to be true in any way, shape, or form. But it was a very eye-opening experience. And, you know, I got caught. I drove into Albany one Saturday to go shopping and parked in a parking lot behind the main street where there was a department store, the one and only one. And when I got into the car, I was fussing around with the radio and what have you, at 16-year-old things. And I suddenly realized that the parking lot was filling with people. And someone had come to speak. And they were all blacks, all African-American people. And I wasn't sure whether I should start the car and try to navigate out of this group. So I just sat there very quietly and waited it out so that I wouldn't disturb them and cause any problems. But, you know, I'd never experienced anything like that before. So it was, our lives moving different places was an education in and of itself.